As regular viewers of Activate America know, we have been concentrating on the simple things. This week, we take a look at the term squatters' rights. Now, most of us know that there is no such thing in the Constitution or Bill of Rights. However, it serves as an example of how the left uses terms to shape public perception. What the left is doing is nothing new. For centuries, Marxists have been utilizing this very technique. This technique can be traced back to revolutionary France and the Cercle Social run by the most important member of the Illuminati in France, Nicolas Bonnivel. He changed certain French vocabulary as a means for ushering in a new age. The goal of a new age equates to total control. This is the end goal of all Marxists throughout history. So how is the term squatters' rights shaping public perception? For the past several decades, many think of squatters' rights as the rights of a squatter, someone who is living on property that is not theirs. This is usually a state-by-state issue. In March, the question of squatters' rights came to the forefront when a Spanish-speaking TikToker posted the following video in which he encouraged illegals to expropriate vacant U.S. homes and squat in them.
Mi gente! He pensado invadir una casa en Yunay. Hasta que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla.
The video went viral, which may have led many to believe that migrants coming into the country have the right to occupy private property if the property is vacant for any amount of time. When videos like this go viral, Marxists benefit as they convince people to believe what they, the Marxists, want them to believe. This technique has continually been used. Consider terms that were once un-American. They are now readily accepted. For instance, the Founding Fathers refer to our form of government as a republic. But today, the vast majority refer to it as a democracy. Squatters' rights is just the latest example. It is destructive of private property rights. These rights are one of the keystones of American liberty and have been under attack by communists since the beginning. Remember that the first plank in the Communist Manifesto to communize a country is the elimination of private property. When communists take over, private property is eliminated. This is gradually happening in America. By using government schools to create ignorance on the subject, they can start to take away the people's rights, slowly but surely. Over the years, private property rights have been eroded through a combination of government regulations, taxation, and the lack of education in the government schools about what private property rights are. The John Birch Society CEO Emeritus Arthur Thompson has written a short book on this subject titled Private Property as Sacred as the Laws of God. The title of this book is a quote from one of our American founders. I urge all of you to obtain a copy and spend a couple hours reading it. Squatters' rights is simply the latest twist of words in a long history of the Marxist tactic of getting people to think in the manner they want them to think. And it's a direct attack on private property rights. When discussing the subject with people, remind them that there is no such thing as squatters' rights. It is simply a modern term used by Marxists and collectivists to get people to accept the deterioration of property rights. Squatters are criminals. It's as simple as that. Don't be tricked with terms such as squatters' rights. The tactics of the left are not new, and their techniques used to beguile people are the same that they used in the late 1700s. We have to be aware of them, see through them, and inform others of their use. More importantly, we have to educate those we come in contact with good information, and one of them is the book, Property Rights as Sacred as the Laws of God. Get as many people as you know to read it. Even if they say they know the subject, encourage them to read it anyway. Far too many Americans today have no idea what private property rights are, and that is why we see too many problems around the country. People, including informed conservatives, are simply unaware of their rights. That is why Arthur Thompson wrote this book.